for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, August the 29th, 2008. Joel Batts is the speaker of this service, teaching on the change from within.
We appreciate your presence. We appreciate your presence, God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is sent to lead and to guide us into all truth of all things. And we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity for us to come together to hear what you have to say, to hear what you want us to hear, to go where you want us to go, and to be what you want us to be. We give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen. You may take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always wonder how I'm going to read the notes if I'm crying. Today is like no other day that you've experienced. Today is one of those days when God woke you up and you opened your eyes. The first thing that you should have said was, "Thank you, Lord." Because I have you to know that there are people who woke up today who were not thinking as clearly today as they were yesterday. Some didn't wake up at all. You've been given an opportunity to write on a fresh page how you're going to allow God to work and to operate in your life, to bring about the transformation that he promised you the first day that you came forward and said, "I believe. Yes, Lord, I will be obedient and I will do what you tell me to do. I will go where you tell me to go. I will say what you tell me to say." Now, you might not have said it exactly like that, but there was something that you said very similar because you promised him some things. And when you promise God some things, unlike ourselves, unlike our moms and our dads and our family and our friends, he does not forget. You said, "I believe." What part of that don't you understand? Today we're going to talk about, I started to call it the thing from within, but that sounded too woo-woo. So we're going to talk about the change from within. The change from within. As I was thinking about what God would say to you today, I thought I would do that since I love you so much and I'm honored to be here before you and know that God loves you. And there's a seriousness in this hour as never before. There's a momentum that we must catch now because it is right here today. It is what God has been preparing us for since we came forward and gave our lives to him. Change. That's the change from within, the one that many of us resist. You can be a politician, you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a teacher. Everyone will tell you the same thing. Change is hard for man. Even when you know that the change is right, even when you know you need to do it, it is hard. Paul talked about it when he said that even though I would like to do right, my flesh, blah, 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 my flesh will not allow me to, and I'm fighting my flesh at all times, even though I know that I'm supposed to do right. Cheryl's paraphrase. And that's how we are. That's how we live our lives constantly, pushing and pulling with God about change and allowing him to do in us what we've already told him that it was okay to do. Change is to make difference in some particular situation, to make radically different. Change can also mean to transform, to give a different position or course or direction, or to replace with another. So when we allow God to be the change from within, he's going to replace all your ugly stuff with pretty stuff. He's going to give you beauty for your ashes. He's going to change you from within and give you something that people are glad to look at, because by the time he changes you, he, all they see in you is him, and you look good. That's where he's trying to get us. That's where he's always wanted us to go. Change. To undergo a transformation or transition. To exchange or to switch. He has been working on that from day one. To pass from the possession of one owner to that of another. I give myself to you, Lord. I give my children to you, Lord. I give my hands to you, Lord. I give you everything that I have. Joshua said it best when he said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And when you say household, that means everything. That means everything. Everything that God has given you, you are laying it on the altar and telling God, it's okay, go ahead and change it. But the first thing that he changes is you. See, when you first get saved, the change is supposed to happen to your mate, to your friend, to your boyfriend, to your husband, to everybody around you that's been making you mad. Pushing that button, causing you to act unchristian. The guy that pull over in front of you in the lane going too fast and stop real quick. And you give him the what for. God, change that. We want change to come, but we want it to come through and for somebody else. And God says, not so. Because when we stand before him, he is not concerned about looking at me. He is not going to be concerned about what Patty did or did not do to cause me to lose it. That is not Patty's problem. It becomes my problem. So if we look at every situation and recognize that from the beginning, his desire was to transform us, to change us, to switch, to give our personalities a real shot in the leg, and make us more like Jesus so that the fruit of the Spirit can be made manifest in us. So that when we open our mouth, we're oozing out of love, that we have patience, that we show kindness, that we show gentleness, that we have understanding, that we have wisdom from on high. When all of these things become manifest up out of us, then you have allowed him to make that change in you, and that's what he's going to do. And he's going to do it until your time ends and he calls you home. Don't forget, you gave him permission. You said, I will. So he's going to continue doing that. Now, for some, that might not be such a pretty picture. Because when you get in the middle of a battle and the press is on, and you know that for 3 years you've been receiving deliverance in certain areas, and then all of a sudden there is a switch in your lifestyle, a change, something happens that didn't happen before, and it's something new. I see we all like to get new stuff. I like to get new stuff for my birthday. I like to get new CDs that I never heard before. I like to get new stuff. We all like to get new stuff. Well, how do you think God feels when you let him change you and you get new? He liked new stuff. He liked you to get new. See, because he knows how he made you and designed you from the beginning of time. He knows all that you have been through that has left you just a little funny looking in the spirit. I ain't never going to let nobody hurt me like that again. So you're looking like this in the spirit, and he's like, okay, baby. So now he's going to start working on that. Because he loves us. And because we said, I will. There are synonyms for the word change, alter, vary, modify mean to make or become different. Change implies making it either an essential difference, often amounting to a loss of original identity or a substitution of one thing for another. The change from within. How many of you know that we can change ourselves on the outside? Red, gray. Yeah, we can do that. We can eat until we are full and plump. Or we can push back from the table until we're nice and slim. We can change our eyeglasses. We can change our hair color. We can change the style that we dress so that it complements our body size at this time. We can do all of that. But the change from within is a horse of another color. The change from within will allow us to know the difference whether or not we are just a horse or thoroughbred, whether we're a soldier or a warrior in the army of the Lord. The more the change within occurs, the more you move from just being a horse that the jockey has to tell you what to do at all times to being a warrior, where you sense warfare. You sense because you become more like he who is making the change in thee. So when he moves, you move. When he says stand and fight, you stand and fight. Because you have allowed him to make the change from within. The change from within allows you to hear things that you have never heard before. See things like you've never seen them before. Feel things like you have never felt them before. That's how you know that God is working on you. Because when you get into that new situation, that new relationship, that new job, that new anything, and all of a sudden that thing that you thought you was delivered from comes up again. That's him letting you know, I'm not quite through yet. Don't get too big shot. You ain't quite ready. Just hold on. Hold on. Don't jump out there and embarrass yourself. You ain't going to embarrass me. Don't jump out there and embarrass yourself. Because I'm telling you to wait. I got something else for you. He loves us enough to give us that opportunity to hear his voice before we step out. He wants us to change from within. He wants us to be transformed from within, not from without. Because once you have changed from within, nobody can take that away from you. The change from within means you paid a price. The change from without, that's money that you paid for a dress, for a hairstyle, for a cut, a shave, new glasses, whatever. These things are, what's the word, temporal. They pass away. But when you stay on the potter's wheel long enough for God to make a change in you, and where you used to be mean-spirited and bitter, now all of a sudden all the things that people used to say, push your button and make you say certain things to them a certain way, and you just with your mouth, all of a sudden you're not doing that. That's how you know that the change is coming within. But guess what? He puts you in the press so hard to get that out of you because you don't want to change. You don't think you have to change. You can't see it. Everybody else see it, but you can't see it. So he has to keep you there till you see it. And I say, Lord, let me see. I'm tired now. Let me see. I'm looking. I don't see. Let me see. You know you want to. Just hurry up. Hurry up. It's hot in here. And I know it's going to be hotter someplace else, so hurry up and get me out. I'm sweating. I'm having hot flashes. What is it? Show me. Give me a call. Tell somebody to call me and tell me what's wrong with me. You know, I'm telling you. You get there. But that's because you said, I will. I will, Lord. I'll serve you. I'll go to the jungles of Africa. I'll go to Puerto Rico. I'll go where? say, no, I'm going to send you to your family that you don't like. The ones that you never get along with at Christmas. The ones that you never get along with your whole life. All of you have been after each other. That's where he's going to put you. That's your mission field. Oh, and the press is on now, ain't it? Oh, the press is on. And they always say, oh, you a preacher. Would you say that? What did you say? And there you go. There's another argument. And you, what you going to do? You can't leave. So the press is on. The press is on to make the change from within. Because by the time you go through all of the stuff, by the time you receive all of the rejection, by the time you have said things that you wish you could pull back and had to run to God and say, oh, Lord, just cause them to have a memory loss. I'm sorry. Help me, Jesus. Don't let them remember it, Lord. You can do it now. You can do it. You shake the world in the palm of your hand. Don't let them remember I said that. Just help me, Jesus. I know I was wrong. What I do now? Yeah. And when you find yourself doing it, going back again and again, you know, you finally realize, I ain't got it yet. Because I keep doing this thing over and over again. Now, you have to thank God for that. Because before you allowed him to even start with the change from within, you didn't even see that. Now at least you know that you're doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result. Because there are some people that do that all the time, and they don't see that they're doing it. Doing the same thing over again, and getting the same result. Or the same attitude, or the same reaction to people. When they push your button, and your elevator just zips right on up. You mad now? And they looking at you like. Because how many of you know, saints, you be holding a lot of stuff in, so when you go off, you know you go way off. You know you do. You go way off. That's what made you want to get saved in the first place, because you knew you was way off. And here God is doing everything that he possibly can to bring you into balance, to bring you into that place with him, so that when you see things, you do not react, but you respond by the Spirit of the living God. And you look at the person and think to yourself, I used to be like that. What made me do like that? Oh, fear. And then you begin to speak to that instead of the reaction and the response that they're giving you. Now you know the change within has started to occur, because now you're starting to see him the way he sees him. So it's the change from within that we have to allow God to do. And he is calling us to do that, to be still, because the momentum of God is now. Everybody is talking about change, but the body of Christ was talking about change long before the word change started to be the word for today. Because God is ever changing, even though he is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that change is from within us, within the body of Christ, to be able to see things the way that he sees them. To be able to understand what he wants to have happen in the body of Christ, so that we can take our position as kingdom leaders. As this word comes to you, remember it's not about you, but it's about him. It is about the kingdom and the sacrifice that he made for you to be able to enter into the kingdom. And in order for that to happen, he had to change. He had to change and take off immortality and put on mortality. He had to come through the mortal canal of a woman and live with the creation after spending all of his life with the Creator to show the way of change. How many changes did we see in the life of Jesus, the people he hung out with, the miracles that he did, the attitude that he had? He became the bridge from the Old Testament to the New. He moved from being a shadow and a type to the manifest presence of a man who became the Word right in front of our eyes and the eyes of the disciples. He changed their minds. He changed their hearts. He changed the world in 3 years. He changed blinded eyes. He changed crippled arms and legs. He is the change maker from within. And we are to be made into his image. In Romans 8 and 20, it says, for every living thing, and this is a basic English version here, for every living thing was put under the power of change, not by its desire, but by him who made it so in hope. Do you understand what it's saying? He's the change maker. It's him that's trying to change you. Stop shouting at all your enemies. Stop cussing out your family members. Stop kicking the dog and the car. It's him. He's in charge, folks. He's in charge and he wants you to change. He wants you to give up something that you don't necessarily want to give up. How many of us are holding on to stuff that we don't want to give up? Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself that what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. And that's where we get hung up. Excuse me. That's where we get hung up, because it goes back to in his sight for you. It's not your sight. It's in his sight for you. He's changing you according to his will and his purpose in your life. And because you are human, you have a will, you have reluctantly resisted the change because of your own will. Now that's the thing in you, your self-will. That puts us in a position of not wanting to change. And your self-will is bound and determined that until somebody proved to me that this change is from God, I ain't changing. Keep the cameras above my knees. Job 12 and 15 says, he withholds the water and the land dries up again. He sends forth rains and they overwhelm the land to transform it. You are the land. He sent the Holy Spirit as a gift, as a comforter, to lead and to guide us into all truth of all things. And when the rain of the Holy Ghost comes, have you ever noticed how you can just change in the middle of a service? Transforming you. And that's easy to go home with. You know, a lot of us can stay transformed while we're in here. But when we go home, that transformation, you know, as soon as you hit the door, I'm telling you, somebody's going to hit your transformation button. Don't you know that that's the devil's job? That's what he's do. That's what he do. Yeah. That's what he's good at. That's what he do. And people just get right on in line with him because they don't know. And they will just push your button in the middle of a meeting. And you'll be like, I mean, I have found myself just not able to say anything because I can't even believe the audacity. So what happens then? That's when you find out whether or not the transformation or the change from within you has taken place, and whether you're still a horse or whether or not you're moving into that of being a thoroughbred, or whether or not you're a soldier, or whether or not you are moving into being a warrior. Because you know that you have the authority before you go in the meeting to bind up every demon, everything that is not like God. You can't bind God, but you can bind everything else. So just bind everything before you go into the meeting. Bind everything that comes to your mind. And then when you go into meeting, if some, it's probably God. And he wants to see if you're going to change. Because, you know, we are not all that in a bag of chips by ourselves. We are a part of a large tapestry of things. Even in a business meeting, when you're looking at community, looking at performing services, feeding people, whatever that thing may be, even in the church, whatever it is that you're working on, you're not the only one with the vision. God gives the leader the vision, and he will give you a piece of the vision so you can be a part of that tapestry. So it is the responsibility of leadership to know those that labor among him, you or her. And then when you speak forth, is that the part that the leader has been waiting for? Some people get to a place where they think the leader is supposed to have everything all laid out. So when they come in, all they got to do is just pick up that piece of paper and follow it A, B, C. That's a soldier. Your executive committee, them 13 people that you're supposed to have on your executive committee, I'm going to tell you from experience, if they ain't warriors, you're in deep trouble. The board of directors can be soldiers, but your executive committee has to be warriors. They have to be able to hear from God. They have to be able to keep you straight. Because whoever said that you could not make a mistake, he's still working on you. Like Steve Harvey said, God ain't through with me yet. He's still working on the change within to get you to the place of perfection. And guess what? When we reach perfection, we're out of here. Because there is none perfect but him. And when we reach the place of perfection where we are more like him than we are anything else, we got to go. It's that time. So when you are lining things up and you begin to seek God about how to line your business up, how to line your ministry up, look for the warriors. Look for the prayer warriors. Look for the intercessors. Look for people that know how to war, that know how to fight. Because the enemy is not going to let you just walk away with the stuff you go into hell to bring back. And that's on every level. Every level. We live our lives many times allowing God to transform us from within. And we stay right up in the church, right up here in the house of God, and never take that change out there. People out there are dying. People out there are confused. So when you come in here and the change from within is working in you and you begin able to have a right mind, you be able to see things straight, you be able to hear things and hear God, and you begin to get that warrior spirit, and you begin to start looking for the place that God wants you to go, and he sends you there, what makes you think when you get there that everybody has been waiting for you to come? Some have and some have not. So you have to be ready and changed on the inside and be able to respond and not react to the fight that is coming after you. Everything that you have, if it is given to you without a fight, you might just give it away. It might not mean as much to you if you have not been in the press. See, people can talk about deliverance. They can say that deliverance doesn't work. They can say that we are cult. They can say that we are not this. And they can say all of those things. But what happens if the change from within you, after you have barked in the bag for 3 or 4 days, 7 days out of a week, and for 10 months, God delivered you of something, and you know that you have been delivered of, how easy is it going to be for somebody to take that away from you? See, that's one of those things that once that you know, you then stand firm on that. And you stand firm on that, and as you stand firm on that, then God will move on you. And if you are standing firm on that, then he'll give you something else. He'll open that little Pandora's box and let you know, well, we're going to work on this now. Just when you think you was perfect. There's always something. For those that want to know about the transformation, the scriptures to go to, Psalm 41 and 3. The Lord will sustain, refresh, and strengthen him on his bed of languishing. All his bed you, O Lord, will turn, change, and transform in his illness. Transform you out of illness into health. Acts 20 and 32. Romans 12 and 2. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Take notice. I tell you a mystery, a secret truth, an event decreed by the hidden purpose or the counsel of God. We shall not all fall asleep in death, but we shall all be changed or transformed. 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, Philippians 3:10, Philippians 3:12, Philippians 3:21. Who will transform and fashion anew the body of our humiliation to conform to and be like the body of his glory and majesty by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to him? So, I stand before you today as a living epistle and witness to tell you, he ain't gonna do it all in one day. Forget it. You're going to have to work this thing. It's a lifestyle. I've said it over and over again. It's a lifestyle. It's getting up every day and hearing God about what you're supposed to do with this day. How you're supposed to move forward from this day. Hallelujah. The change from within. Romans 8:20 through 28. Is another good place to go and read about the change from within. The 28th verse is, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good too, and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Design. You design something, you're going to change it. Design something, you're going to change it a little bit. That's what he's after. That's what he's after. So now, don't get stuck on how things used to be, even with yourself. The change from within is trying to get you to see that what used to be has transformed because of what the old-timers sacrificed, so that we who come along would not conform to the world. And there were some that grabbed that revelation. But now, even the reformers, those that came before and set the standard for change and deliverance, don't want to change and accept the present move of God. And that is about to change again. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to change? Or are we going to be that small number that got left behind? Because even though they preached change, even though they preached a revelation, even though they preached deliverance, they're stuck there. What about the prophetic? What about words of wisdom? What about what God is doing in other people that may not look just like you, sing just like you, dress just like you? Do we believe enough in what God has already changed within us to be able to see and to hear and to be able to discern the difference between what has transformed? And is it transformed already? Is it transforming? Is it changed already? Or is it changing? What do I mean by that? We go to a new place, and the music is different, the people are different, there's dancing, there's singing, everything is orchestrated, and you stand there and you look and you say, this is so different. Are they transformed already and believe that they have made it and just stopped short of moving to the next level? Or are they in the middle of transformation trying to find that level that you feel that they should be on? And God has them right here, and he's moving them line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Have you been changed enough on the inside to be able to discern that? Because how many of you know you can say the wrong thing when they're in a certain place and throw the baby out with the dishwater? See, the thing that we forget is our nature, the nature of man, as I have read my history books and looked at missions to go out and to place our personalities and our characters and what we believe on a foreign people. Because nothing they're doing is right, based on whose book? The change from within will give you discernment. The change from within will allow you to see whether what you're walking into Is right, wrong, changing, changed? Is it your place even to change it? Maybe that ain't your job. I keep telling you, until the change within begins to really occur, we will sometimes walk into places and think we're all bad in a bag of chips and I've got a revelation, so I'm going to change you. I'm going to change your eating habits. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. But you don't know where God has the people at. You got to hear from God. Where are the people? What do they need to hear? Paul said he would abound and abase. He got down and got with the folk. Find out where they are before you start your checklist. What if God did you that way? Bless you, bless you. What if God did you that way and just had a little checklist and just kept checking stuff off until you just out to your whole spirit? God has never, to my knowledge, never broken a person's spirit. He'll break those things that have attached itself to that spirit that he gave you from the beginning of time, that caused you to begin to operate like a soldier instead of a warrior. He will do that. But the very essence of who you are, the very spirit that he gave you that allows you to be a warrior, you take a good horse and break its spirit, it will never win anything. That's man's doing. God does not break the spirit of a horse or spirit of a warrior. He does not. He will break the back of Satan operating in your life. But he will not break you. When you find yourself broken, your heart is broken. The thing that kept you from being like him, the thing that kept the change from within happening in your life, is what is being broken, not your spirit. Because if he broke our spirits, we would all be just alike. Story. I have a friend, lives in Michigan. Her mom is white, her dad is black. And my friend can go into places that I cannot go because of her color. She can move right on in, say things, do things, hug on people, bless them abundantly, bless them abundantly. But they would not invite me to come, but they would invite her to come. Now, is that something to be jealous about? Is that something to be upset about? No, it's a part of the tapestry. God wants his people changed. He wants us to live with him for eternity. So he's going to bring forth an army of people that can go where they need to go when he tells them to go. Because until you can get a person to understand love, until you can get them to be delivered, then they're only going to be able to accept a certain kind of food. And she gives them a certain kind of food that I don't give. I'm different. Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay. I used to worry about that, but I don't worry about that anymore because God is going to place each of us in the place that we need to be when we allow him to change us from within so that we can do that that he has called us to do in that place, in that season, in that time, with that people group. Because as she is allowed to go in and love on them and hug them and make things right between them and God and show them the way, the next time they see me, they like me. Because what? The change from within has allowed them to see. There's red roses, white roses, pink roses, and black roses too. And they each have a certain fragrance. So it's all about the change maker living on the inside of us, changing us from the inside out. Romans 8:21 says, That's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reigns it in until both creation and all the creatures are ready. Creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. Because the more that the change maker works in you and causes you to be a warrior, the more that you understand the plan of He, the Creator, who created you, the more you understand His character, the more you understand His personality, the more that you can see when things are getting ready to happen, you say, oh no, you're not going to put me through this again. Okay, I got it. I'm doing this. And then you do it. And you come out on the other side and you start questioning yourself. Oh, Lord, why did it take me so long? Because once the change has taken effect and you realize that it was more about changing you than it was about changing them to get you to a certain place, now it's all very clear and all very easy. So now we can go from kindergarten to first grade. Amen? Amen. When we talk about the change maker and we talk about going from change to transformation, between change and transformation, there is something that we call deliverance. Now, deliverance is that thing that we need to have within us. It says that the deliverance is the act of delivering someone or something, the state of being delivered, something that has been delivered. We have all been delivered of one thing or another, but we're all here today, including the speaker, because we know that there's still some stuff. There's still some things that the change maker wants to bring out of us so that we can be more in the image of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the Deliverer. We need that. And we came to learn. We came to hear. And more than anything, we came to be delivered. Because in our deliverance, as we are delivered from the major stop to the change maker, I say it every time. I can't get away from it. I don't care what problem you have. I don't care if you are disobedient and rebellious. I don't care if you're smoking cigarettes and you're trying to stop smoking cigarettes. I don't care if you have a problem with lust. I don't care if you have a problem lying. Everything seems to come back to this one spirit, fear. Something, somehow, some way. Even if it's working with several other demons, it's going to be fear that keeps us from allowing the change maker to work fully in our lives and make us into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's fear that keeps you in the stall as a thoroughbred, you know, wanting to go. You say, I want to go, but this is happening. I want to go, but I need more of the word. I want to go, I ain't got no car. I want to go, I'm too short. I want to go, I'm married. I want to go, I got these kids. I want to go. Whereas the warrior kicks open the gate and say, Lord, you called me to it. Help me get this thing together. Where are my angels that you said I had? You said you gave angels charge over me. I need them, some of them to babysit about an hour while I make this run. That's the warrior in you. See, but the fear in you causes you to stay in the stall as a good thoroughbred with all intentions and everything that God needs in you to be a warhorse and to make it into battle. But your fears, and our fears go back to the next best thing I like to teach about, and that's trust. Not trusting God. Not trusting God to change us. Not trusting God, it's all connected. It's connected. I have tried my best to preach sermons where I don't hit trust, where I don't hit fear. But I can't. It's at the crux of everything that we need to get rid of. And it has been around for so long, and it is so embedded in our personalities and our characters. It also causes us
to manipulate and control because we're afraid for things to just happen. See, that was what happens when you go to churches that don't change. They're afraid for things to just happen. They got to control it. That might not be God. Well, give it a minute. Pray in tongues. See, you're the leader. All you got to do, if it ain't going right, is say, Brother so-and-so, take on off over there. That ain't God. She may really think, she may really think that it's God. Don't kill the spirit. Just say, you know what? This time I'm not sure that it's God, but we're going to pray about it. Don't kill the prophet in training. Give him a chance. Obedience to do what God tells us to do. Obedience and trust and faith, all of it rolled up into one. Let's bow our heads for a moment, please. Father, I thank you for this time before your people. I give you praise and glory and honor. I worship you, God, and I adore you. I thank you, Father God, that today is the day that you have made. And today is the day that, God, I pray that the spirit of deliverance, who is your son, Jesus, will come. It's not in me, but it's in him that is in me. And I release myself, Father God, right now, again, in Jesus' name, to take your people to another level. I give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. I'd like for everyone to just clear your minds right now and think Jesus. Think Jesus is your deliverer. Lord God, I praise you and I thank you that the spirit of insecurity and inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, and shyness, to feel inapt and inept in doing things, we take authority over that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the spirit of fear and we loose the spirit of faith. We take authority over every spirit, every mind-controlled spirit, every mind-binding, mind-blocking, mind-hindering spirit that would cause your people not to be able to hear your word and to have the mind of Christ. We come against those spirits that stick their fingers in their ears to keep them from hearing your voice. For you have said that we are your sheep and we shall hear and know your voice. We call you out now in the name of Jesus. Every one of you, unwrap and uncoil and untangle the spirit of mind control and come out of the mind and the will and the emotions of the people of God right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the angels that go in and do warfare right now in Jesus' name and cut off the tentacles of mind control. That spirit of mind control that causes them to stay in the past. That spirit of mind control that will not allow them to come out and be the warriors that you have called them to be. That spirit of mind control, that spirit of religiosity, that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, we curse you at the root in Jesus' name and we loose a freedom and a liberty in Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Ra shaka ro she na ko ro bo she ta ra ra kro she te ro she na 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 yiriose. We come against the spirit of senses and sensitivity, being so self-aware that they're immobile and can't do anything, being so self-aware about how they look and what they have on, that they cannot speak forth the word of God when you give it to them. They're so afraid of what people are going to say, they will not allow the change maker to work in them. I curse that at the root in the name of Jesus, and I say, come forth in the name of Jesus, O Spirit of the living God, sent to lead and guide us into all truth. Come forth in the people of God, pushing up everything that is not like Jesus, fear and disobedience and rebellion, those residuals of a lifestyle from before. Move now in the name of Jesus. Oh, robo shakarada, yes, oh, robo shedera, yeah, your robo she narande, cross shedera, yiriose. Come off the top of their heads, weighing them down, heavy load across their shoulders, worried about family, friends, and life in general. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God, come off their necks, come off their backs, come off their shoulders, come off the bottom of the lower part of the back. Stress move in the name of Jesus. Spirits of stress, go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, we come against curses of witchcraft, words spoken against them behind closed doors. Move out now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft, Alabama witchcraft, white witchcraft, black witchcraft, Mississippi witchcraft, voodoo, anything that is not like God, witchcraft, manipulation from husband, wife, father, mother, children, go in the name of Jesus. Free their minds now in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Oh, come out of the hearts right now in the name of Jesus. For you know, devil, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Move off of their hearts now. The blood of Jesus be against you. We apply the blood of Jesus on their hearts now by the Spirit of the living God, and drive out everything that is not like you. Root of bitterness, go. Root of bitterness, go. Root of bitterness springing up to defile everything and everybody around them. We cut you at the root in the name of Jesus. Move out now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of dementia, spirits of Alzheimer's on the family line, move out now in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Double-mindedness, move out now in Jesus' name. We loose the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Worry, anxiety, fear, go. In the name of Jesus, am I making the right move? Am I going in the right direction? Move now in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Horrible shanda rasa karosheta. Nandiriose da 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 shoka yiriose. Rasa tanana yikorrible shata. We bind the fear of man. Fear of man. Fear of what man has to say. Fear of what man has already done. Fear of man. Religious spirits brought on by pastors who meant well but broke their spirits. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We loose you to be free in Jesus' name now. Right now, move out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Be free in the name and the liberty of Jesus Christ. We come against doubt and unbelief now in the name of Jesus. Doubt and unbelief. Doubt that you're in the right place. Doubt that you're doing what God has called you to do. Unbelief that has passed down the family line, hooked up with a spirit of selfishness and self-pity. And I don't believe I can do this. I don't think I can do this. I don't think this is right. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. And I say, come forth, come forth, come forth in the name of Jesus. Come forth out of the hidden places. Come forth out of the places where you've been forced to hide. I curse you at the root, spirit of darkness over the mind, spirit of darkness over the eyes, causing them not to be able to see or hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. I come against your stress. Loose them now. I loose the peace of God to drive you out now in the name of Jesus. All bitterness go, bitterness go, bitterness go. Come out of the bones, come out of the joints right now in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, bursitis, all you arthritic bursitis spirits go. Come out of the body, come out of the shoulders, come out of the hands, come out of the feet, come out of the joints right now in Jesus' name. Move! Come out. I loose the people of God now from that in the name of Jesus. Oh, yo, bosa, karana, yerana, bosa, ia, yorobo, shakarana, yiridiosa, ila, rose, nana, bosa, ta, unwrap and uncoil from the curse of witchcraft, the curse of rebellion now, in the name of Jesus. Move. Everybody link up and go while you got time. I loose the angels now to dig around and dig you out. Let the blood of Jesus be applied to you. You must go now in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All you spirits of alcoholism on the family line that have not been dealt with. Spirits of drugs and drug abuse coming against the mind, causing people not to be able to just about make it but not quite get there. I curse you at the root in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go! In the name of Jesus. We lose faith, hope, and trust in God. In the name of Jesus. We come against spirits of discouragement. Spirits of discouragement. Spirits of discouragement. Go now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go all the way out. Come out of the mind. Come out of the will. Come out of the emotions in the name of Jesus. I can't do this. I'm tired. I'm not going to make it. I'm angry. I feel left behind. Doesn't anybody care? I curse you at the root. Jesus cares for his people. And I curse you at the root, devil. Move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of the accuser of the brethren. I curse you at the root. Accusing the people of God of this. Accusing the people of God of that. Not allowing them to walk in the liberty of things that God has promised them in his word. He says that if they will ask them to forgive for forgiveness, that he will give it to them unbraided or not. They are forgiven. They are forgiven in the name of Jesus. I loose a spirit of forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Robo Shata, Yerera, 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 Yerera. And we cut the ties, ungodly soul ties, from mama and from daddy and old pastors, sisters and brothers now in the name of Jesus. Move, you devil, ungodly soul ties. We cut the umbilical cord right now in Jesus' name. Loose the people of God and let them go in the name of Jesus. Loose them, and I loose the spirit of maturity upon them right now in Jesus' name. A spirit of maturity, come. A spirit of maturity, come. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of arrested development, always doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Come out of their finances, come out of their mind, come out of their relationships, come out of their souls in the name of Jesus. I curse you at the root in Jesus' name. Loose the people of God and let them go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. We worship you, God. We worship you. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father God, for your deliverance. We thank you that deliverance is a continuous thing. We thank you, God, that as we allow you to work from within us, the change maker, we say yes to you, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Change me, oh God. Make me into your image. And give me wisdom to see that it's you doing it. And I will give myself unto thee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for wisdom, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that the people in the house right now, God, are operating right now, Father God, under your precious Holy Spirit, who was sent to lead and guide us into all truth of all things. Let the blood of Jesus be applied from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Every place that they have been delivered, let the blood of Jesus seal it shut, and they'll not have to go over that thing again. But they'll go on from glory to glory, one level to another level, being delivered and set free by the Spirit of the living God and by Jesus Christ, who is our deliverer. God, we thank you as we bind a backlash and retaliation against everybody in the house from the top to the bottom for setting themselves in place to be obedient to your word. God, we thank you that the angels have gone forth right now to protect our family, our loved ones, our possessions right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all of the honor. Praise God. Praise him. Hallelujah for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. you, God. We worship you, God. Now, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these hours that we have spent in your presence and listening to your word. We pray, Father God, that it has fallen on good ground. Not a single word will drop to the ground and not grow, but it shall go forth and do that which you have called it to do in every heart and every mind, will and emotions here and within the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. Now, God, we thank you for those that are working behind the scenes to make things happen. We ask you to bless them, deliver them, give them wisdom. Give them revelation, Father God. Let the anointing be upon them as well. In Jesus' name, we ask you, Father God, to bless the food. Bless the hands that prepared it. Bless the hands that went to the store to buy it. Bless each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. And every man and woman and child of God said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You never get too big for God to deliver you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think that we have a few minutes. I need that second song on that disc to be played because we have a few minutes. And I'd just like for you to just kind of sit for a minute and just kind of soak and bask in the presence of the Lord. And let Him tell you and speak to your heart about the change maker and what He wants to do in you. And kind of decide for yourself. Are you going to just keep going over the same thing over and over again? Or are you going to give up the ghost on that dead thing? It's stinking now, you know. All your friends and family know it's stinking. They waiting for you to get rid of it. They waiting for you to get rid of it. So just, you know, just go ahead and just get rid of it. The angels will take it on off for you. Just ask them. They'll take it on off. If you will be in my presence, if you will be in my presence, I'll change you. If you will be in my presence, if you will be in my presence, I will change you. I will change you. I will move you. I'll take you where I promised you. If you will be in my presence, I will change you. If you will be in my presence, I will change you. If you will be in my presence, I will love you. If you will be in my presence, I will love you. I will love you. I will love you in my presence. I will love you. I am your
will you, I will give to you. Stay in my presence, I am God. Stay in my presence, my bride. Stay in my presence, don't leave me. To come, I will tell you of things to come. Stay in my presence, stay in my presence, stay in my presence, and be my friend. I'll tell you of things to come. I'll tell you of things to come. I'll tell you of things to come. Stay in my presence. Stay in my presence. Stay in my presence. Stay in my presence. Don't leave me. Stay in my presence. Don't leave me. Stay in my presence, don't leave me. Stay in my presence, don't leave me. Stay in my presence, don't leave me. Stay in my presence and I will tell you of things to come. I will tell you early what I'm getting ready to do in this move that I'm entering you into. Don't be afraid. Don't shy away. Let me change you. Let me change you. Let me give you my ears and my eyes to hear and to see where I want to take you, where I want to take this world, where I want to take you. I will take you and I will show you things to come, says the Lord. Don't shy away from me now. Don't shy away from me now. You need my presence more than ever. I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, and you'll have to be with me to know and to understand who the others are that are in this battle with you. You'll have to be able to discern with my eyes and to hear with my ears. Stay in my presence, said the Lord, and let me make the changes in you that must be made. Let me make the changes so that your voice will be a voice that will be heard. I will touch you and I will cause your voice to ripple with love, because it will be my voice, says the Lord. For I am love, and if you stay in my presence, I will pour my personality and my character of love out on you. And when you open your mouth, people will hear me. And when they hear me, they will be drawn unto me. Stay in my presence, saith the Lord. Stay. Stay in my presence. Stay in my presence, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you praise and glory and honor. We worship you, for the spirit of prophecy is Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for being here. We give you praise. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for being here. For who is man that you should take time with us? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We love you so much. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because love me again. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. You are dismissed, but not from his presence. And you know that this is the house that, if the Lord is still moving, you can sit and soak. Don't need a whole bunch of talking, and if you're going to move and it's time to do so, then be quiet and be aware of those who still feel the need to bask in his presence, because he is here. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.